Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Tom Jones of the Cattlemen's Beef Board in just a moment.
This is Angie Meyer from M6 Dairy Farm. I'm a third-generation dairy farmer and proud to be a member of a very important agricultural industry. Did you know that nearly 98% of dairy farms, large or small, in this country are family-owned farms? That's right. Moms and dads, grandparents, along with kids and grandkids on dairy farms across the country are working hard every day to ensure your family can have the highest quality milk on the table each day. Even though dairying is a 24/7 year-round job, we also find time to be involved in our local community, our kids' church activities, and we support 4-H and FFA. It's a family lifestyle we are proud of. Dairy farming is a great way of life. If you'd like to learn more, please go to dairymax.org. Again, that's dairymax.org.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
Tom Jones is a beef cattle producer from the state of Arkansas. Currently, he's the vice chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. That's the national body responsible for collecting and disseminating the dollar head beef checkoff under federal law. Tom Jones was one of those in the meeting a little over a week ago now with USDA, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and a whole host of other agricultural groups talking about the government's plan of NCBA and its impact on the checkoff through its association with the Federation of State Beef Councils.
As NCBA moves through with its governance, which they have every right to do, I think that ought to be made clear. As an organization, anyone should be able to look at their governance. But the fact that their governance does include the Federation of State Beef Councils, that group that houses 50 cents of the national beef checkoff dollar, there are concerns. There are concerns on the part of the beef board, and there are concerns on the part of a large number of people in the industry that structure is simply moving into a more tight-knit organization within NCBA than to be offering inclusion and openness where it should be. So finally at this meeting in Washington, I think the 800-pound gorilla came in the room. The discussion is separation of the Federation from NCBA's policy division.
So the big question is, what exactly is separation? NCBA's got their idea, and it's much less of a separation than what the agricultural groups that were in the room that day seem to have in mind. Tom Jones gives us his idea of what separation ought to be.
Well, I think if you look at a lot of checkoffs in this country, and you see that they're simply independent from any policy organization. If you have a federation that is separate and independent, that has its own structure, its own CEO and staff, and has the ability to work with the national program, the CBB, to have a clear delineation of not only the dollars but the purpose of the checkoff, you have one that any producer, whether he or she is a member of an organization or that large number of producers in this country that don't belong to anybody, they can say those checkoff dollars are going to that checkoff program. They're being used to fund programs for beef demand and education and the things the checkoff's meant to do. And that's a structure that anyone should be proud of.
Tom Jones of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with an invitation for you from Oklahoma Agritourism to sample the more than 500 events and attractions all across our state. Plymouth Valley Sellers is surrounded by the beauty of the Rolling Gloss Mountains just south of Fairview. Their Vineyard Gift Shop offers a variety of premium items and guests can also enjoy an overnight country stay. Be sure and look for the Adventure Passport Contest online to register and win monthly agritourism prizes. Details at agritourism.travelok.com. Oklahoma Agritourism. It's a real growing adventure. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.